Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Golden Ash. Chapter 9. Alibis.
Well, I looked into their alibis, got confirmation from the maitre d' at Relais Goose that the Perrys showed up for the reservation around 7:30 p.m. on October 24th and stayed a few hours. I sent a photo of them to the jazz club, too. The doorman said they looked familiar. He said they would provide security footage of the 24th if we needed.
Great. Follow up. What about Marchand?
There's photos of her at this writer's conference in Seattle the other week, including the party at Lynn F. Tarsman's the evening Nate died. I called Tarsman's agent to confirm.
Who's Lynn F. Tarsman?
Seattle-based fantasy writer. Dude, really? You've never heard of the Palace of the Paladins series?
Nope.
Huh. Well, there it is. Alibis all round.
Well, shit. I don't know then.
Did you really think it could be them?
At this point, what am I supposed to think?
Do you think it was a two-person job?
I don't even know if it was a job, Lee. The guy drowned drunk in a bathtub. I don't have any evidence. Maybe I should just let it go. I have real cases I should be trying to solve.
Like Madeira Perry?
It's just so weird. She lived right next door.
You want Nate to somehow be the answer to Madeira?
I think Madeira deserves an answer. I don't know where I'm going to find it. Nate's death just jumped out at me, you know?
What connects Nate and Madeira? The street they lived on? Is that all?
They knew each other. They must have been friendly.
Maybe you need to talk to Nate's daughter or Madeira's dad again. Hey, did you ever talk to Madeira's therapist?
Last year, yeah. It was just the one visit. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Hang on.
We're worried about Madeira's well-being, possibly her life. Any insight you can provide about her mental state would be extremely helpful in locating her.
Of course. It's entirely possible she ran away, but I would say unlikely. Her self-harm was an isolated incident, brought on by stress.
Stress from what? School?
Pressure. She was basically a third parent to these two very demanding children, and she was often the bridge of communication between the parents and her siblings. It was quite a lot for her mentally. She was prone to maladaptive daydreaming. It was her way of disassociating from her anxiety.
Did you share this information with her parents?
No, but I only saw her twice. And the second time, she appeared to have improved a great deal. She had taken up writing, which I had suggested for her.
You don't think she could have snapped from the pressure and made a break for it?
I'm not ruling it out, Detective, but her way of coping was more about retreating inward. She had a fierce devotion to the twins that suggested to me she would have done all in her power to remain with them. She thought more of their well-being than her own.
Thank you, Dr. Cargill.
I hope you find her.
Did you ever read any of Madeira's writing?
No. Her parents didn't even know she'd written anything. She didn't have a diary or a notebook, but...
But?
Do you think... No.
Ooh, Shaker's getting a hunch. Come on, let's hear it.
If Madeira was a writer.
Yes?
And Nate was a literary agent.
Oh, shit. You think they were sleeping together?
Andrea did say he'd had an affair. And Marchand categorically denied that she and Nate ever had anything but a professional relationship.
Okay, that is a serious leap, but I'm willing to entertain it. First, let's eliminate the other options. What about any of Nate's other clients?
They live in different cities. All their communication with Nate was done over the internet. Manuscripts, book deals, the whole thing. Marchand is the only one who lives within driving distance.
I'm guessing there was no evidence of a special friend in Madeira's private messages? Phone? Social media?
No, but think about it. As a family man with a solid career, would you not want to take every precaution to ensure that you were keeping your 16-year-old mistress under wraps?
Did you interview Nate back then? Like, he was fully questioned when the search for Madeira was still on, yeah?
Yes, we interviewed basically everyone who knew her.
What was his alibi?
He was with Cordelia Marchand the night Madeira disappeared.
The whole night?
No, but he'd driven out to Abbotsford and then home. He's covered.
Then, I don't know, it's your call. I'll back you up if you want to go this route, but you have to be so careful, okay? Right now, you've only got a hunch, and the man just died.
Either it's nothing, or someone did a damn good job covering their tracks. But I can't just let it lie. I'll talk to Madeira's dad and Nate's daughter again, maybe even Marchand. See if they're hiding anything, or if there's anything they've forgotten.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.